From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The death toll rises after an Indonesian earthquake. The death toll continues to rise from a strong earthquake that struck Indonesia early Wednesday. Local officials say at least 97 people were dead, hundreds more injured in Pidijaya, the district closest to the quake's epicenter on the northern end of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The shaking brought down dozens of buildings, including mosques, stores, and homes. Rescue crews, some of them working with heavy equipment, were searching through rubble for people who may be trapped underneath. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 6.5 quake was centered near the town of Relut. Indonesia's Climate, Meteorology, and Geophysics Agency said the earthquake did not generate a tsunami. Indonesia is located in an area of the world prone to earthquakes. A 2004 quake off Sumatra Island triggered a tsunami that killed 230,000 people in Indonesia and other countries. An airplane carrying about 40 people crashed on the slope of a mountain in northern Pakistan on Wednesday, with witnesses on the crash site saying there were unlikely to be any survivors. The military said 21 bodies had been recovered and rescue efforts continued. Pakistan International Airlines said its plane lost contact with the control tower en route to the capital Islamabad from the northern region of Chitral. The airline said the plane crashed in the Havlian area of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, about 125 kilometers north of Islamabad. A government official based in the area told Reuters that all of the bodies are burned beyond recognition, that the debris is scattered. One official who was at the site said witnesses told him the aircraft crashed in a mountainous area and was on fire. This is VOA News. Time magazine has named President-elect Donald Trump its Person of the Year. In a telephone interview on NBC's Today Show, Trump called it a great honor. The Time cover reads, Donald Trump, President of the Divided States of America, and the cover image features a photograph of the President-elect sitting in his private residence at Trump Tower. In the NBC interview, Trump took issue with the Divided States of America description. I didn't divide him, he said. We're going to put it back together, and we're going to have a country that is very well healed. Democrat Hillary Clinton was the number two finalist. Reports are saying that Trump will nominate Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next U.S. ambassador to China, the world's second-largest economy. Diplomats and trade experts say Branstad's appointment may help to ease trade tensions between the two countries. In China, Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang called Branstad an old friend of China when asked about the Bloomberg report, but said Beijing would work with any U.S. ambassador. Branstad has called Chinese President Xi Jinping a longtime friend when she visited Iowa in February of 2012 for only 9 months before he became the Chinese leader. On December 7, 1941, Japan launched a devastating surprise attack against U.S. forces in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. As the U.S. commemorates the 75th anniversary of the attack, VOA's Julie Tabo looks back at Pearl Harbor.
It was a beautiful December morning in Hawaii when suddenly hundreds of Japanese warplanes appeared over the horizon and started bombing the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor. The surprise attack killed over 2,400 Americans and wounded more than 1,000. 18 ships were sunk or damaged, and only 55 of the base's 402 planes remained airworthy. U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt addressed the nation the day after the attack.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Another poignant and historic event will occur 20 days from now at Pearl Harbor when Shinzo Abe becomes the first Japanese prime minister to visit the memorial to those who died in the aerial raid. But those who expect Abe to apologize are likely to be disappointed. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said in Tokyo that the purpose of the upcoming visit is to pay respects to the war dead, not to offer an apology. Find out more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.